Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. Today, we have a very special guest with us. We have Tim Sanders of Omnia Balance. And Tim, we're here to discuss an important topic today of EMF radiation. And Tim, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
Okay, great. And so just to kick off this episode, because our health is so important to our overall holistic wealth, can you just explain to our listeners the dangers of EMF radiation and why it's so important?
Sure. I mean, that's a huge topic to sort of chip away at. So I'll start by saying that there is well over 10,000 studies showing that rats develop all sorts of diseases, from cancers to endocrine system damage to diabetes to infertility. Funnily enough, infertility is one of the easiest things to prove in humans as well, which shows that it directly affects our cells because you can count sperm, you can measure its motility, its sense of direction, and its ability to move. So there are many, many studies out there which should be common knowledge, but they're sort of being hidden. And one of the best sites to have a look at to confirm that and to get a really good idea of all of that research is the ehtrust.org. It's a really good website that combines all of the biological studies. And for balance, there are some studies that show that there are no effects as well, but you often have to follow the money and see who's sponsoring the reports, because surprise, surprise, those that are funded by the industry tend not to find too much trouble. So we have a situation where a lot of information is being hidden. And funnily enough, I mentioned the EH Trust earlier on, and they actually took the FCC to court and said, listen, you haven't looked at all of these biological studies when assessing the safety standards. And they sued them and they won the case. We should also know that is something that happened. That's a thing, but hardly anyone, you know, knows it because it wasn't covered in the mainstream. So we've got a bit of a cover-up situation going on. Don't call me a conspiracy theorist, because I only talk in facts and sort of cold data. But basically, from all of our tests as well, because we have a product called the Omnia Radiation Balancer, and we test the body and test the body's reaction to EMF fields, electromagnetic fields that come into your wireless devices and carry the data into your wireless devices, your laptop, your phone, these fields that come from your Wi-Fi router or a 4G or 5G tower. So we test the body's response. We test the muscle strength, we test the blood, we test the heart, and we test water as well, because we are 70% plus water. And we observe from very basic tests that there are adverse effects in the body. And we then correct those by using our product and restore the body to its balance. So that's the sort of situation that's going on, is that a lot of people are unaware of this and they stand in absolute defiance that it could be true. But we can reveal and show that there is cause for concern. And, you know, as long as you know where to find this information, then it's out there. But it's not very easy to find that information, because companies like Google make phones.
And we're talking about all these devices that we keep in our bedrooms. For many people, they have cell phones being charged overnight while they sleep. People have laptops. They have, as you mentioned, wireless routers in the bedroom sometimes. Mm. All these different devices. We have iPads now. We have everything, and highly concentrated. And so, you know, Tim, how did you get into this subject and what led you into this research, you know, on a personal level?
I would trace it back to when I was suffering a bit from stress, maybe about 8 or 9 years ago. And, you know, I had these problems with my mental health. And if anyone's been through that, then you'll know that you kind of lose control of your body and your breath. And then it's back into balance, get back into, you know, your optimal health and get your breathing back. And at the time, you know, I was eliminating all these things that were causing me stress in my life. And that was an ongoing process. And I got into yoga and meditation and things like that to get back into body balance and so on. And it was actually a bit of a breakthrough when I look back at it, because it steered me towards the things that I've now really sort of taken to heart and have helped me. So I was basically hanging out with some alternative practitioners, shall we say, in Singapore, where I used to live. And one of them did a lot of muscle testing. And she came around to my house and just said, right, we're going to muscle test you for everything in the house. Because at the time I was complaining of something else, but it wasn't stress related, but it was serious. And, you know, we went through my deodorant, my toothpaste, all the things I was exposing myself to. And then she went for the phone. And I was like, oh, no, don't don't do that. And sure enough, through a muscle test, which is also called applied kinesiology, my body went weak when I held the phone. I just thought, well, what are we going to do about that? And she's like, well, I know some things that might help. And so we, you know, I looked into those, but they were quite expensive at the time. And then fast forward a couple of years later, and I was at a kind of a consciousness festival, I guess you could say, lots of really awesome speakers talking about all sorts of things from saving the animals to kind of biodynamic farming and organic farming and all sorts of other good things. And this guy was doing a talk about free energy. And halfway through, he said, I also have the solution to all the radiation problems in the world. And I thought, hold on, that's quite a big shout. You know, that's quite a big call. So I talked to him afterwards and I said, what have you got? And he showed me these stickers. And I was just like, no, how can stickers, you know, change the state of a radiation field? And that took me on a journey to understand what radiation is and why radiation from the sun is different from radiation from man-made electrical currents, and why the ionizing versus non-ionizing debate is now basically irrelevant. And also understanding even the atom from the sense of energy, frequency, and vibration. Because once you understand that, you realize that an energy imprint can be put in a sticker, and it's tiny. It's like nanotechnology, but it can be put in a sticker and it can change the vibration of the radiation field and bring it back to what we call balance and centeredness. So that meeting took me on a bit of a journey, not just to set up Omnia Radiation Balancer, which is the brand that I created with his technology, but also to understand what's really going on from kind of Tesla's style physics.
So I have a bunch of questions, because now I'm wondering, you know, we obviously don't take this serious enough. We're not hearing much about it in the media anymore. I mean, prior to COVID, we heard lots about 5G, right? And we heard lots about that debate of 5G. Everybody's going 5G. And of course, there were people talking about the adverse impacts of that. But what does this do on a cellular level to our bodies? Like, what does this radiation do? What kind of illnesses does it cause? And I know you mentioned at the beginning, you know, it can cause fertility problems, other things like that. But I just want to give the audience a very in-depth view on kind of the dangers and kind of where we might be heading.
It's a good question and it's a difficult one to answer, but I'm going to give you my best shot. The first point to make is that everyone is different. Right? Everyone responds differently. Everyone has a different electrical makeup in their body. And one of the main points I'm going to tell you is that everything in the body is electric, right? Mm-hmm. Your heart is a big electrical pump, or your brain waves are invisible electrical fields, just as the, you know, EMF is an invisible electrical field. And all your organs are vibrating with electrical current. They've measured the different frequencies in your body, from your liver to your kidneys to your spleen. You know, they're all vibrating with different frequencies. So everything in the body is electric. So when you pick up a wireless device, you are in contact with another vibrating electrical device, right? And the big question is that device vibrating with the same rhythm and balance as all the electrical currents in your body? It's not about the heat of the phone, right? Because the phone does not create as much heat as the sun, for example. So the point is that everyone is different. So everyone reacts in different ways. For example, I've got customers of my brand who can't type on their laptop, right? They have to use chopsticks because they're so sensitive that they can't come into contact with the keypad. That's the extreme. And then you've got pretty much everyone else who basically knows that something's up, and they might be having issues with their sleep. They might be having issues with their eyes itching. They might be on a phone call for a long time and their ear starts to tingle, or they get like sort of shooting pains. I talk to all sorts of people with different symptoms. And basically, because the energy field of wireless radiation is something that we call an agitated, imbalanced field, right? It's vibrating with this kind of agitation. And because we are electrical beings, we are responding electrically to everything at all times. We respond electrically to sunlight, to having a hug, to hearing really good music. You know, these are positive vibrations that we experience in the body, but we also pick up vibrations that are out of sync or discordant with our bodies. And we start to resonate in sympathy with that imbalance in the electrical field of wireless radiation. So, you know, when we compare wireless radiation to the sun, for example, the sun is the giver of all life. It is vibrating with balance and centeredness. We would not be alive without the sun. It's life affirming. But the man-made radiation field is not. It is slightly life destructive. So it is effectively causing a minor stress, a subtle stress in our bodies, basically agitating the electrical balance in our bodies. And it's just simmering away. It's not, you know, something that knocks you out, because otherwise we wouldn't pick up our phones, you know, if we were really intuitive. But the bottom line is that it causes a subtle level of electrical imbalance in the body, which over time can lead to anything and everything. Like they've seen in the rat studies, you know, they picked up cancers. And there's another really good report by the National Toxicology Program, which did a study over 3 years, I think, $27 million. And they found clear links to cancer, mainly in males, actually. But that report is another one that's good for anyone that wants to research these types of effects. But the bottom line is that electrical balance, we are, this is my view, but it's kind of scientific as well. We are first and foremost electrical beings. And then when our electrical currents or the electrical balance in our body is challenged, then we get chemical and biological reactions, adverse effects that happen in our bodies. And it's kind of like a bully. You know, if there's a weak point in your body where, you know, your liver's under strain or something, your pancreas is under strain because you're slightly diabetic or something like that, then it will go in there and it will make it worse. That's the best way that I can answer that question.
Absolutely. And so I'm a mother of three. I know a lot of our listeners are parents, and they're probably wondering, oh my gosh, my kids are on these devices a lot, you know, even more so since COVID. Are kids more susceptible? Are they more vulnerable to the effects of?
Yes, they are. And there are a few reasons for that. Again, you can go on the ehtrust.org website to see all of the studies on children and so on. But the reason for it is because, firstly, all of their organs in their body are developing. You know, they're young, they're just growing, they're forming. So they're at a more delicate stage in their lives. And incidentally, parents are the key buyers of our product because they do want to protect their kids, but also they can remember growing up without any of this stuff. And so can I. Yeah. I didn't have a cell phone till I was like 26. You know, they didn't exist. I don't know how we got on, but they didn't exist back then. And so parents intuitively see their kids on their devices all day. And yeah, they wonder, is that good for them? So first of all, it's because their bodies are growing. Secondly, it's because there's a higher water content in their bodies than there is in adults, because adults' bones are bigger, for example. And water is what effectively conducts the electromagnetic frequencies, and water is the, you know, the water content in our bodies is what resonates with the electromagnetic field of wireless radiation. And the last reason is because, you know, for example, children's skulls are thinner, so there's less bone protection from there to the brain. And so, you know, if they picked up the phone and were on the phone for a long time, then it would be easier for those frequencies or wave fields to penetrate through the skull into the brain. And what I hear is that they're putting phone masts up in so many schools, and lots of kids are starting to get reactions. And of course, everyone's going, oh, what could it possibly be? You know, and it's like, we know, but no one will give us a voice yet. But I think that time will come, because parents, when they get angry about things, they're pretty unstoppable. So
yeah, no, for sure. And so, you know, as a parent, as you're speaking, like, well, what do we do to protect our kids, to protect ourselves, to protect our families?
Well, first of all, you know, I mean, obviously, I set up a business to help people in that situation. And we have a product that tests very well on the heart, on the blood, on muscle strength, and on water. And we've done a couple of other tests as well, which we are not currently allowed to publicize on our website because of proprietariness of that modality, which is a bit of a shame, because you'd think that this is important information to get out there. But anyway, have a look at our test results on our website, because we do harmonize the radiation fields and bring those imbalanced fields into resonance with the body, right? So we change the state and the spin of the electromagnetic frequencies so that they're now vibrating in sympathy and resonance with the human body. And just on a basic muscle test or applied kinesiology, you can show that the body goes weak as soon as you're holding a mobile phone, our cell phone. And then when you put our sticker on, the body goes super strong, right? And so that's what we want, right? We want strong bodies while we're holding our phones. But, you know, there's a bigger problem than that, which is that it doesn't just affect us as human beings. It kind of affects all life, all biological life, you know, so there's other things too. But the other things I would say, which are very important, is not just to buy our product, for example, or a product that you like or that you've researched and gives you the best benefits, not just buy a product and think, oh, that's great, it's going to go away. My advice to everyone is to do another couple of things. Firstly, turn everything off at night, because night is the time where your body is, you know, recuperating and resetting itself. And there's some vital immune functions that happen at night, which must not be disturbed by EMF, even from your Wi-Fi router in the corner, you know, basically pumping away, you know, all of these imbalanced frequencies. Turn it off. You know, that's what I do. And that's what I would advise everyone else to do. The second thing is to hardwire anything that you can, right? So basically get Ethernet cables and stretch them straight into the laptop. You know, I work on a desk where I always work on the same desk. So I've got an Ethernet cable coming straight into my laptop. And the third thing is grounding plus abstinence, right? Those two great things. So put your phone away, go for a walk, go to a park or go into the countryside and just take your shoes off and basically connect with the wave fields, the energy, the frequencies of Mother Earth, because that is the greatest detox and the greatest sort of rebalancing thing you can do, probably even better than our technology. But I would advise doing both, obviously. So that's my advice for anyone, is just get that balance back into your life, because we're all on our screens now for, I don't know, 8-10 hours a day. It's crazy. Having the discipline to take ourselves away from that is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen, you know, various articles too, where they tell people remove the devices like from your room completely, so you're not tempted to turn them back on, you know, to use them.
Get an alarm clock.
Yes, exactly.
Get an old school alarm clock. I mean, these are small changes in your life, but I'm telling you, very, very important. I speak to so many people who just give an excuse like, oh, but so-and-so might be calling from around the world and this, that, and the other at 4 a.m. And it's just like, what? You're going to cause yourself vibrational imbalance every night of the year just in case one night someone calls and, you know, it doesn't make sense. But people go through that mental process where they try and get away with it. I mean, right now, it does require discipline. And the other thing I would say is it kind of requires action as well. You know, people need to become active against this and actually start saying, I'm going to speak to some people in my neighborhood and start objecting to these 5G towers and everything else that's going up, because they're just being put up willy-nilly without, and there's been no safety testing done on them. If you look up online, a hearing that was done by Senator Blumenthal, he basically got a whole load of telco representatives in and he said, so how much money have you spent on the safety testing of 5G? You know, where can I find the documentation? And they basically said, we haven't done any and we spent nothing. We spent $0. You know, you can look this up online. This is not a conspiracy theorist. This is real life. So I would say, you know, you're not going to get into a car that hasn't been safety tested. but we're all expected to live in an electrosmog soup that hasn't been safety tested. So it's pretty insane what's going on at the moment. So become educated and become active.
Yes, absolutely. And Tim, that's such important information. And can you tell our listeners where to find you, your website and social media?
Sure. www.omniaradiationbalancer.com. O-M for mother, N-I-A, radiationbalancer.com. You can just find us on the website there and you can shoot us an email through our contact form. And if you've got any questions about our product, about our science, our technology, happy to answer any direct questions as well.
Okay, perfect. So Tim, thank you so much for sharing your insights on this very important topic. We really enjoyed having you on the show.
It's a great pleasure. Thanks so much for the opportunity to talk to your audience. And yeah, great to meet you.
Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, keishablair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to instituteonholisticwealth.com/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks. Free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a member's workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to instituteonholisticwealth.com/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning, best-selling Holistic Wealth 32 Life Lessons to help you find purpose, prosperity, and happiness.